Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Biden mourns Buffalo victims, says evil will not win. Man charged in fatal California church shooting. And FDA authorizes Pfizer's COVID booster shot for young children. It's Wednesday, May 18. I'm Anthony Davis. Joe Biden joined Buffalo's grieving families on Tuesday, then exhorted the nation to reject what he angrily labeled the poison of white supremacy. He said the nation must reject the lie of the racist replacement theory espoused by the shooter who killed 10 black people in Buffalo. Speaking to victims' families, local officials, and first responders, Biden declared that America's diversity is its strength and warned that the nation must not be distorted by a hateful minority. He promised to expose those who promote hateful ideology. "The American experiment in democracy is in danger like it hasn't been in my lifetime," Biden said. "It's in danger this hour. Hate and fear being given too much oxygen by those who pretend to love America but who don't understand America." He pledged, "In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail. White supremacy will not have the last word." Biden's emotional remarks came after he and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects at a makeshift memorial of blossoms, candles, and messages of condolence outside the Topps supermarket, where on Saturday a man armed with an assault rifle targeted black people in the deadliest racist attack in the U.S. since Biden took office. "Replacement theory is a racist ideology which has moved from white nationalist circles to mainstream, bolstered by comments by Tucker Carlson and the former president that alleges white people and their influence are being intentionally replaced by people of color through immigration and higher birth rates." In Buffalo, the president was confronting the forces of hatred he frequently says called him back to seek the White House. The man accused of opening fire on a Taiwanese church congregation in California was charged yesterday with first-degree murder and 5 counts of attempted murder for what a prosecutor called an effort to execute as many people as possible. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer also announced that 68-year-old David Chow of Las Vegas faces enhancements for lying in wait and use of a firearm, as well as 4 counts of possessing destructive devices with an intent to kill or harm. "We typically think of the person who hides in the bushes," Spitzer said. "This case is about the person concealing themselves in plain view." Authorities have said Chow, a U.S. citizen who authorities say grew up in Taiwan, was motivated by hatred of Taiwanese people. A federal hate crimes investigation is also ongoing. If convicted as charged and the jury find the enhancements to be true, Chow would face a sentence of either life in prison without possibility of parole or the death penalty, Spitzer said. Chow is accused of opening fire during a Sunday luncheon for members of Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church, which worships at Geneva Presbyterian Church in the community of Laguna Woods. Chow drove to Orange County on Saturday and the next day attended the luncheon. He spent about an hour mingling with about 40 attendees and then executed his plot. He chained the doors and put superglue in the keyholes. He had 2 9mm handguns legally purchased years ago in Las Vegas, and 3 bags containing 4 Molotov cocktail-type incendiary devices and extra ammunition. He opened fire, and in the ensuing chaos, Dr. John Cheng tackled him, allowing other parishioners to subdue him and tie him up with extension cords, authorities said. Cheng died, and 5 people were wounded, including an 86-year-old woman, as well as 4 men. At a news conference on Monday, Sheriff Don Barnes called Cheng's heroism a meeting of good versus evil that probably saved the lives of upwards of dozens of people. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday authorized the use of a booster shot of Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 5 to 11, making everyone in the country over the age of 5 eligible for a third shot. The U.S. CDC still needs to sign off on the shots before they can be administered. Children below the age of 5 are not yet eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. The U.S. government has been pushing for eligible Americans to get boosters in the face of data that shows vaccine immunity wanes over time, and it recently authorized a second booster for people 50 and older. Roughly 102 million people have received a first booster dose. The new authorization is meant to provide continued protection against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11, said the FDA commissioner. It's unclear how many parents will opt to have their children in that age group receive a third dose. Just 28.8% of children aged 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated, according to CDC data. That represents the lowest vaccination coverage out of all groups. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.